I want to explain our way of Zazen. Do you know? You know the famous story of Gute. When Tenryu pointed up one finger, Gute attained enlightenment. And do you what do you think this one finger? He attained enlightenment, you know, and said, I received Tenryu's one finger, and which I have been using for my lifetime. When he became pretty old, he said, what do you think this is? There's another. tell you another story. Yaksan. Yaksan Igen, the disciple of Sekto. One day, as he was asked to give lectures to the monks, he just appeared on the altar, and while he was sitting, and came back to his room. The director of the temple went to his room and asked him, "You didn't give us a lecture for a long time. So I asked you to give us lecture, but as soon as you appeared on the altar, you came back to your room. Why is that?" The Yaksan said, "There are many teachers. Some of them are teaching Buddhist precepts, and some of them are giving lectures on sutras. And I am a Zen master." That was his answer. What do you think that is? If you know, in other words, then I may ask you, what have you been doing today? I think you have, some of you must have been very sleepy, and some of you must have had pain, terrible pain on your legs. And some of you must find it difficult to stop your monkey mind. So, I suspect quite few people, or maybe 3 or 4 people, who are sitting, and the rest of the people couldn't practice zazen in its true sense, in its usual sense. You may understand in that way. Today, we have not much time to have Doksan. But suppose we have Doksan, I think I have many questions about this, about breathing, about pain, or about your monkey mind. What should I do with it? As today we have no Doksan, so maybe a good idea to give you some instruction about zazen. Last Wednesday and Sunday too, I talked about to be an obstacle, obstacle of in your zazen, you should be an obstacle of Buddha nature, Buddha light. The one finger Tenryu pointed out. Is not actually, does not mean one, it is actually, what he meant is practice. Shikantaza. Safat Yaksan, you know, demonstrated it's also Shikantasa. In which you have no gaining idea. You just sit. Because you have some you practice Zazen to have complete calmness in your mind, then various problems you have become really obstacle of really a problem or disturbance. But when you have no gaining idea, then all the things which happens in your Zazen, it will become one finger. At that time, your Zazen become so-called it a painful Zazen. You know, when some monk asked a master, what should I do when cold weather comes? The master said, cold, be a cold Buddha. And when summer comes, be a hot Buddha. When you have no gaining idea, you know, you become various Buddha moment after moment, cold Buddha, hot Buddha, painful Buddha, monkey-minded Buddha. Monkey mind is the same, you know. But when you have gaining idea, monkey mind is, you know, when you want to when you want to have calm, serene mind, the monkey mind you have, you will be discouraged by your monkey mind. But when you have no gaining idea, when you just sit and accept it, then monkey mind is one finger. dangerous man finger. So moment after moment, various Buddha will appear in your practice. Monkey mind is, in that case, monkey-minded Buddha, not just ordinary monkey mind. That is monkey mind Buddha. When it is hot, it is hot Buddha. Yaksan demonstrated, you know, his practice without word, without saying anything. He just sit. Tendu, you know, pointed out one finger. But this one finger pointed out without any gaining idea, without trying to teach them what it is. He just instead of doing so, he just did it like this. So it is not necessary to be always one figure. This is all right. This is all right too. But people may be confused. So he just, you know, always pointed out one finger. So, you know, if he is tired out, tired of sitting, he may do like this. That is also, you know, one finger. If, you know, this one finger means something, it is maybe two fingers or three fingers or many fingers, not one finger. Because this one finger can be various things according to the situation, we call it true one finger. Like Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, Spade. he is supposed to have 33 bodies, according to the people who want to according to the people he tried to save, he takes various figure. Sometime ladies, sometime Asura, or sometime human body. And he takes 33 bodies. So, even though he had many figures, you know, but his true body is one. That is true one. So, we say just to sit. Just to sit does that mean to to have same pattern of practice. When we are ready to be many figures, when we are ready to practice various ways, that is Shikantaza. So it is the foundation of, maybe you may call it foundation of various practice. If you do not have this secret of practice, you may be easily discouraged. But if you make some progress in your practice, you know, naturally you will stick to your old same way. You know, because you feel very good about your practice and you feel you made some progress in your own way, but even so, if you attach to the same old way, you will sure to have time to be discouraged about you with your practice. And you will be very much confused. What is Zazen, you may say. It looks like very difficult to sit without any gaining idea, but actually as you sit today, at least you should be completely involved in the atmosphere or feeling of Zendo, and just practice our way. you should not bring in many ideas in Zendo. You should, when you enter Zendo, you should be a quite different person, forgetting all about what you have been doing. And you should just sit. Zazen practice is not. Continuation of your everyday life. Everyday practice. In Zazengi, Dogen Zen says, you should give up everything when you practice Zazen. And you should put everything aside and should practice Zazen. At least you must realize that this point is very important. We say it takes time before you know what is Zazen. But actually, why we say so is without this kind of conviction, you cannot give up everything and practice Shikantaza. If you think, I will sit 2 months more, or 3 months more, then your practice, you know, is not pure enough. You practice Zazen as if you do as if you study something else, you know.